WTZQ Radio, Henderson County Public Schools, and Edward Jones Financial Advisor Ryan Harmon say congratulations to the valedictorians of the class of 2020. WTZQ's valedictorian interviews are brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Ryan Harmon. For financial strategies and one-on-one advice, call Ryan Harmon, Edward Jones, member FDIC.
This is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Ryan Harmon, wishing to congratulate this year's Henderson County valedictorians. Rest assured that though this year has had its share of distractions, your accomplishments have not gone unnoticed, and we eagerly watch as you begin to craft the next chapters in your life story. I hope that you will be purposeful in your intent, enlightened by your failures, humbled in your successes, and dedicated to the improvement of yourselves, your communities, and your world. Good luck.
Today we have with us Catherine Thomas from Hendersonville High School. Catherine, first of all, congratulations on earning the top spot in your class. I'm sure you're very proud of your accomplishments, and thanks for doing this because our community wants to meet you and wants to hear from you. So thanks for joining us, and thanks for taking the time to do this.
Thank you for having us. It means a lot.
Absolutely. So let's get to the questions. This year, of course, hasn't gone as anyone has planned. And so looking back, can you give us one of your favorite memories from your senior year?
Yes. So obviously, senior year, the parts that we were in school for were filled with a lot of, you know, the traditional, like, high school, you know, football games and, you know, just having fun in class and stuff. But personally, my favorite memories were for the senior play rehearsals that we did have. So senior play is a huge tradition at Hendersonville High School. Every year, the entire senior class puts on a production. This year, it was supposed to be All Shook Up, an Elvis, like, jukebox musical. And so my last rehearsal before, you know, schools were canceled and stuff, we were piecing together Heartbreak Hotel and that number. And just sitting there with all my friends and kind of seeing the show come to life, because it was the first time that my group had gone on stage and we were blocking, and just seeing how our class was going to, you know, put on a musical production, and just the bonds and the friendships that were deepened through the process that we were able to experience. And obviously it's really sad that that never came to fruition and we were never able to put on our show for the community and, you know, show the community who the class of 2020 is in that aspect. The parts of it that we did have were really fun, just, you know, learning how to sing and trying to learn how to dance and just spending time together as a class was really fun.
And All Shook Up is such a great show. So you were able to spend some rehearsal time together, because that's really where the bond starts happening, is in the rehearsal.
Yes. So we started rehearsals about halfway through February, I believe. So we had about a month of that before schools were canceled. So we got a little bit of taste, and we're working on some stuff right now to, you know, try to have some resemblance of what it would have been. So
fantastic. Well, let us know about it so we can share that. So let's talk about recognitions you've received, activities that you participated during your high school career.
So I was involved in Girl Scouts heavily throughout not just high school, but my entire life. I've been a Girl Scout for 13 years now. I earned my gold award last June. So that's the highest award that a Girl Scout can earn. And I earned that for, starting the Global Lens Club at Hendersonville High School. So in that club, we talk about the UN 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which include human rights and access to water and gender equality. So within that club, Global Lens, we talk about those things. And then we go into our community and do service projects. We built a little library. We've done trail cleanup to try to help bring our global conversations to a local scale. And I was inspired to do that after attending the United Nations 62nd Commission on the Status of Women in New York. And that was my sophomore year. And actually, I was invited to go back this year, but that was sadly canceled due to concerns of having an international conference in March. So it was done for safety protocol, which was certainly the right decision. And beyond Girl Scouts, I was heavily involved in band. I was the clarinet section leader for Hendersonville. I was in the pit band for the past two senior plays, so I got a little bit of taste of that. I tutored in the math and writing centers, which was a really great experience. I was heavily involved in my church, both in our youth group as a student leader, and I was the student representative on our church board. I was involved in Kiwanet, doing service projects within our school and community, and a lot of other activities and stuff.
obviously very busy high school career and very much a go-getter.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Anyone who ever looks back on their schooling, you know, high school and even earlier years than that, there's always a teacher, a coach, a staff member that really makes a particular impact on your life. Can you tell us about somebody who has helped you and made an impact on your life in our public school system?
Yes, definitely. So all of my teachers that I've had over the past 4 years have certainly inspired me in one way or another, and they've all definitely impacted me. But there are two teachers who I hold extra close to my heart. Miss Phyllis and Miss Evelyn have just had a huge impact on me. So Miss Phyllis was my English teacher for freshman, sophomore, and junior years. So she definitely had me a lot in class. And she was just always there for me outside of class, whether it was coming in early or staying after school to help me with essays for applications or blog posts or something. And just always there to help me through that and always motivating me to reach my goals, even when I felt, oh, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, be successful, or I don't know if I'm going to, you know, accomplish this. She was always there to encourage me to, you know, reach for the stars, as they say. So she definitely just had a huge impact on me in many ways. And then Miss Evelyn, she was my sophomore history teacher, and also she's my advisor for Global Lens. So when I came back from the UM and I had this idea of, I want to start this club, I turned to her and I asked her if she would be my advisor for that. And she automatically agreed, and we've done great things together in the past 2 years. She's helped me so much along with that process, starting the club and, you know, getting approval for it through the school. And she'll be continuing to lead it next year after I graduate, which makes me really excited to see that that club's going to last beyond my involvement in it. So Ms. Phyllis and Ms. Evelyn have definitely kind of been my top two favorite teachers.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to hearing the answer to this next question also, Catherine. Again, we're talking with Catherine Thomas. She's the valedictorian for the class of 2020 for Hendersonville High School. The graduation message. Valedictorian always gets to share a graduation message with their fellow graduates. What's your message to your 2020 fellow graduates?
So obviously, as the class of 2020, this situation that we're in is not ideal. That's been said thousands of times throughout the past couple months. None of us expected to be, you know, graduating virtually or through a drive-through. But I think I'm trying to remain as optimistic as possible about the entire situation. And I truly believe that looking down the road, you know, when we're older, telling our future kids and grandkids about, you know, our high school graduation, I think it'll be a really, really cool experience and a really unique memory that we'll be able to share. That's so different from every other graduating class. So I think, you know, you can choose to be negative about it and be sad. And obviously it's a tragic loss that we've experienced as a class. But personally, I'm trying to remain as optimistic and positive about it, and looking at it as a cool opportunity rather than a loss, which I think has been kind of helpful the past couple of months. And then my like main message that I really want to share is just something that I've learned a lot about and kind of thought a lot about the last couple of months. It's just appreciating and reflecting on the small or ordinary moments in life. Because as we've learned, the big milestones that we often anticipate and kind of define our steps in life by, such as, you know, move up or graduation, aren't always guaranteed in the way that we expect them to be. But the small moments in life are still always there. So I think just appreciating, you know, the days in AP calculus when, you know, we brought cookies in and so just, you know, celebrated birthdays and stuff. And those small things in the moment don't seem like they're going to be defining moments in your life, but turn out to be really great memories, and just really appreciating those small moments.
Wow. That's a great message. So last question, what are your plans after graduation?
So in the fall, I will be beginning my studies at Duke University, and I plan to major in public policy and political science.
Duke University, public policy, political science. Well, Catherine, we cannot wait to hear more from you and find out more of what you do with the rest of your life. Once again, congratulations on being the valedictorian of Hendersonville High School Class of 2020, and thanks for taking time with us.
Thank you for doing this.
WTZQ's valedictorian interviews are brought to you by Edward Jones financial advisor Ryan Harmon. For financial strategies and one-on-one advice, call Ryan Harmon, Edward Jones, member FDIC.